it.
All right, everybody worldwide, now tuned into HipHopRuckus.com and Danger Vision. I'm your boy, Tommy Danger, the Now or Later Man. And this week in the building, we have the beautiful and talented China Lane. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good, Tommy.
Okay.
That's a nice intro. Thank you.
Well, not a problem. Well deserved. tell us about how you got started in acting. Like, I read a little bit on, you know, about your bio and stuff, but I want you to tell the people, what inspired you to get into acting?
First of all, I have to say it was my uncle. My uncle, he was an actor, but he was never able to fully realize his dream. And I come from, like, a really, really strict religious household. Like, I had that very, very strict religious upbringing in the early part of my years. And going to the movies, listening to the radio was not allowed in the house. So my uncle, he was never, he was always held back from pursuing his dream, but he always wanted to be like on Broadway. And so he kind of lived vicariously through me. So we would sit, we would watch every Saturday, we would watch old black and white movies, and he would tell me, okay, like, this is your scene from this Barbara Stanwyck movie. And he introduced me to Judy Garland, Shirley Temple, and that just kind of opened up my world. And then when I got older, when I became a teenager, I started going to different theater companies, different laboratory companies, and just sort of finding my own way in New York City.
Okay.
And finding my own path to become an actor.
Okay. So let's jump straight into it, and let's talk about your character, Rhonda, in the movie Precious. When you read the script for this particular character, how did you feel that it was the right fit for you? What drew you toward that particular character?
Well, at first, I didn't know. Like, I didn't audition for Rhonda.
Okay.
I had no one auditioned for Rhonda, and the day that I was cast, Mr. Daniels brought all of us, all the Ichun Tichun girls in the room, and he said, you all are in my movie. But a few of us knew which character we were playing, but then I was one of the people who didn't know which character I was playing. So the next day, he brought us in his office, and he opened up the book Push, and he turned to the back of the book where Rhonda has a passage that she writes from her journal, and I read his story. He asked me to read it aloud. And I read it, and I started crying, and, you know, he was like, you're Rhonda. And, that was a blessing, and I had no idea. He had no idea that I even had Jamaican roots, and none of that. So he completely went off of his gut and his intuition, and, I was lucky.
Okay. What was the most challenging part about filming the actual movie?
Most challenging part, well, I would say that Mr. Daniels expected nothing but the best. Like, he expected nothing but authenticity, and we had to stay in character a lot. He would always, like, ask us questions in our characters, and so I would, you know, if there were times when I was sort of unsure, I would go up to him and be like, hey, Mr. Daniels, am I, you know, what do you want from me? And then he would just say, I want the truth. And as an actor, that he allowed us to just think out of the box. And, you know, it was a standard that, a very high bar that he set, and that, you know, we had to constantly work towards. And that's what you want to do as an actor. I mean, he's with you along every moment, and he expects everybody to be there because we're all a team.
Right.
So I think that just staying present and, you know, constantly being available for everybody. I mean, that was you couldn't ask for a better group of actors to work with, and a better crew to work with, and a better director to work for.
Okay. Now let's go back to what you were talking about earlier, as far as the positive message that should be retained from this movie. What is that message exactly?
Well, I think one is the power of education.
Okay.
Education is key. The thing about Precious and the thing about Rhonda is that they want an education.
Okay.
And there's so many And when you read the book Push, like, you'll find out more in detail about Rhonda's story as well. You'll find out that she's an incest survivor, that, you know, she was kicked out of her home, and the things they also, in the movie, it goes in a little into how she's a home attendant, but she knows that her way out of her circumstance is through education. Like, you don't just stand there and watch your life go down the drain. You get up and you do something about it. And also, as many times as there's going to be people in your life, and even especially if it's your mother, your father, or somebody close to you who's going to beat you down, you have to have the power of love within yourself. And it's a hard thing to do, but if nobody else is going to love you, you've got to love yourself. And I think that those two elements are two very strong lessons that the film shows. And I feel like that's the truth. Okay. Not something, it's not like a Hollywood story. It's a very truthful story about, you know, lessons that we need to learn in order to keep pushing forward. No matter what, just keep on pushing.
Yeah, because I cried.
You did?
Leaving the movie. I had to put my shades on. In the dark, I had to put my shades on because that, I think, at the end of the movie, that was the Patti LaBelle song that was on. Was it? That was.
Yeah, playing? It took a long time.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But when she started singing that, man, I just seen a hole in the two babies. I just cried and I cried and I cried. And, you know, it was just such a touching movie. And,
but, you know, what's great is that almost every screening that I've been, now I've seen the film about 8 times.
Right.
And at that point, like she, you know, the point that we're talking about, I don't want to give away the story, but a few seconds before that, people start clapping, and yes. And they're like, yes, yes. Like, it's a very triumphant moment, and it's a very triumphant turn for Precious.
Yeah.
And that's inspiring, and that's what I left with when I saw that movie.
Okay. Well, I definitely appreciate you taking time out to do the interview. Any last thing that you'd like to tell the listeners?
Yeah, go see the movie. And my character's name is Rhonda. She's the Jamaican. So.
Oh, hold on. Give us a little bit of the accent right quick.
Don't ask me to do that. You know how long I studied for that character, how hard I studied. I went through a really crazy physical morph for that character.
Tell us about it.
I chopped off my hair for that character. I am much heavier in the film. I have a gold tooth, a heavy Jamaican accent. It took a lot. It wasn't easy to prep for that character. I read that book about 6 times.
Wow.
And spoke with Miss Daniels to figure out who she was.
Okay. Okay. Definitely appreciate it. All right, everybody. Until next week. Light out.
HipHopRuckus.com.